British Public Radio. Drama.
The Bunbury Banter Theatre Company presents The Puddle by Gareth Brown.
Hello, I'm a busker, but the story isn't about me or about busking. It's about something dark and wet near my feet, next to the curb. The size of a bin lid, glowing emerald, but under amber streetlight.
The puddle, what a fun little puddle. The puddle, what a creepy little puddle. The puddle, what a crazy little puddle.
Monday mornings. Some like them, some don't. Chris Harris steps off the bus and onto Tripper Street. He is a withdrawn 28-year-old. His tie droops from his grubby, unbuttoned collar. He lights a cigarette. He looks at the grey building opposite him. His work. He sighs.
First noise of the day is a sigh. Good start. Great. Chavvy girls alert.
Did you see her growing ties?
Yeah. Full of ladders. Leading out too well.
Their school uniform tells me they're going to school. Or at least they're supposed to be. On seeing Chris, they stop.
Can you lend us a cigarette,
Ah? I've only got one left.
Oh, we can share it. Don't be stingy.
Nah.
Oh, forget it. He's only smoking lights, anyway.
Scared of cancer or something.
Bet you he's gay.
They laugh and walk away. Chris is both perturbed and embarrassed. He takes a long, final pull from his cigarette, then stubs it out with his shoe. He crosses the road and steps over.
The puddle.
Good morning. Chris looks at me with a mixture of guilt and disdain. He thinks I'm begging.
All right, saw some skin.
Chris works at a call centre. A dozen women, ranging from 16 to 35, work in his section. He sits hunched at a tiny booth on a twizzy chair. The booth contains a dated computer, telephone, and pen and paper on a small desk. The window overlooks the puddle. The other employees sit in identical booths. Pretty Gemma, 18, sits opposite Chris. She smiles at him. He smiles back, awkwardly.
Hi, Chris. Did you have a good weekend?
It's 9 o'clock, girls. Get cooling. You too, Chris.
Yes, my weekend was good, Gemma. How about yours? Why didn't I say that? I'm a loser.
Hello, good morning. My name is Chris Harris and I work for BS Market Research. I would just like to ask you a few questions about how satisfied you are with your current water supply. Should I repeat it? Did I say it too quickly? Did I say it too quickly?
Next morning, Chris lives in a semi-detached house in the suburbs. He shuts his front door and lights a cigarette. He walks towards the bus stop, which is close by. The chav girls are communed there, passing a joint around.
Oh, brilliant. Them again. At my bus stop.
They see him.
Stinge!
Chris checks his watch.
I'm going to have to run to work.
Chris arrives at the road's edge, panting and clutching a stitch.
It's sort of good to have a jog of a morning in my work clothes. Now, I'm only half an hour late.
Chris walks across the road. Suddenly, a car skids onto the street. Chris darts across. His foot plummets into the puddle. The car speeds away.
Brilliant. Just what I...
He stops. He suddenly feels at ease. More than he has in years. Chris works at the same booth as yesterday. He sounds clearer, calmer, more confident.
Well, thank you for your cooperation. You're welcome as well. Goodbye.
Chris catches Gemma's eye.
Satisfied customer. We should have him stuffed.
Chris coolly looks away from Gemma and to outside. The puddle shines jade green. The sun beams hotly onto it. A calm breeze creates tiny ripples all over. It moves elegantly, impulsively, like liquid emerald. Chris lies in bed, watching TV. He stares at his damp trouser leg.
Could it be?
Some prefer Tuesdays to Mondays because their hangover has gone and it's a day nearer to the hedonism of the next weekend. But if you're the wistful type, you'd argue Monday is actually the closest weekday to the previous weekend. Gemma walks towards me.
Good morning.
Friendly girl. Good morning! 50p, she's giving me. Generous girl. Oh, thank you very much. Have a nice day. She walks away. If I were a few years younger. Chris's bus arrives. He gets off, stubbing out his cigarette. He crosses the road swiftly. He reaches the puddle and stops. He looks around. Apart from me, the street is empty. So to him, the street is empty. Chris slowly lowers his foot towards the puddle. His shoe rests on the surface. He sinks his foot deeper into it. He feels instantly euphoric and confident. Once again, Chris talks assured on the phone.
I know. Who does want to waste their time doing a market research survey about water suppliers? But I'm grateful that you have. You're too kind. Have a really superb day.
Chris smiles at Gemma. Gemma smiles back.
Gemma, do you like alcohol?
Yeah.
Do you like bars?
Yeah.
Well, how would you like to drink alcohol at a bar with me?
Chris is in his bedroom getting ready for the date. He sprays on Lynx, each to their own. He is dressed the same as for work, excluding the tie.
I've done good to get this date. I don't want to mess it up. I'll go to the puddle before we meet.
Chris arrives at the puddle. He lowers his foot towards it. Gemma suddenly appears.
Hiya.
Oh, hi.
Watch you don't step in that. I think someone did today because their office stunk.
Chris and Gemma sit by a large window in a bar called Mickey Finn. The puddle glistens outside. Gemma is talking. Chris keeps glancing at the puddle. He takes frequent sips of his nearly empty pint. Gemma has most of her vodka lemonade left.
I'm going to college to do fashion design this September. I want to be a fashion designer. I love fashion and I really want to design it.
Gemma waits for him to reply.
Yeah, fashion. Good, that.
Well, I'm just going for a wee.
She stands up and leaves. Chris sits alone, feeling edgy. He looks at the puddle. It is dark emerald, random flickers of purple. Chris arrives at the puddle and kneels down. He looks at the empty glass in his hand. He scoops up the dirty puddle water. It fills the glass half full. Chris would probably say half empty. He downs it all. Could have used a mixer. Gemma is sat back at her seat. Chris walks in. He is notably more affable than he was 5 minutes ago.
So, fashion, eh? Cool. Tell me something fascinating about fashion.
Well, I can tell you something about skinny jeans. If you're skinny, they look good, but if you're chubby, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. Chubby people should wear straight cut or baggy. I mean, you've got to be skinny to pull off skinny jeans. You're right, Gemma, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You're really fit.
What? Oh, okay, thanks.
Not a problem.
They stop at the mouth of an alley near Mickey Finn's.
We're in work tomorrow, we shouldn't.
You don't have to go to work.
I don't think it's up to you.
I really like alleyways, do you?
He leads her into the alleyway. She pulls her hand out of his clutches. She begins to walk back. Chris pulls her back in. He kisses her again. She pulls away.
I don't want to, Chris.
You do, Gemma.
He grabs hold of her again. He rubs her body roughly. She hits him in the face. He stumbles and falls to the ground.
I feel awful. What's that smell? Where am I? Am I lying on a bin bag? I'm in an alleyway. I'm covered in crap. My face hurts. I'm bleeding. What happened last night? What time is it?
It's 10:30 in the morning. Chris strolls into work like a laid-back zombie.
Late again? This is coming out of your wages.
Is it?
The girls glare at him. Gemma scowls.
Good evening, I'm Chris. I'm sorry, but if you're willing to answer a non-compulsory survey about water supplies, you must be a sad, boring spaz.
Gemma and all the women stare at him, shocked. The supervisor is horror-struck.
What did you say?
I'm off.
He looks at Gemma disdainfully.
See ya.
Chris reaches the puddle and stops. He kneels down and plunges his head into it. It is relief rather than euphoria that fuels Chris's mind. He sees himself at the depths of the puddle. He gestures himself to enter. Chris's head descends further. In the reflection, a bus arrives at Triple Street. The chavs are on it. Chris stops.
Those chav tarts on my bus.
Chris runs into the road. He waves his hands wildly. The driver hesitates then.
You nearly gave me a heart attack, son.
Chris grunts and thrusts a wad of sodden change at the driver. The driver watches Chris swagger down the bus. He checks his watch then. The chavs stare at Chris. Chris focuses his attention on the ginger one.
Hello, darling. You got any more hilarious insults to say to me?
Who's this?
He's the Sting. You called him gay.
Chris steps towards them.
I'm anything but gay, darling.
He grabs his crotch. He stares around maniacally.
Who wants a bit?
Chris hits the ground, sprawling onto his back. He looks up. The chav girls stick the finger at him, laughing. The driver shakes his head at Chris.
Who wants a bit?
Nobody on that bus, it seems. Chris is in bed, crawled up in the fetal position. He is pale and clammy. He shakes uncontrollably. The walls start enclosing around him. He yells, but no sound comes out. Chris sprints towards the puddle frantically. He reaches it, skidding on his knees. He strokes the puddle with the tips of his fingers. He dips his hand in and scoops a handful into his mouth. Perhaps I should intervene. Do you need some help, friend?
Who are you? Oh, that tramp.
Busker, it looks like you're drinking a puddle. Probably not a good idea.
Go back to your crack den, tramp.
Well, you can't say I didn't try. He's now gobbling up the puddle, a bit like a goldfish. The whole of his face is consumed. He sinks deeper until his whole head is covered. His shoulders are swallowed up. His back and legs rise into the air like he's doing a headstand. Now it's just his legs that are left. They wave about playfully. It's just his feet now. Now they're gone. Bye-bye, Chris. It's Thursday tomorrow, and I'm not a fan myself.
The puddle, wonderful in the puddle. The puddle, what a creepy little puddle. The puddle, what a crazy little puddle. The puddle.
Starred Christopher Hatherell as Chris, Glennon Anderson as Deep Voice Chav, Emma Parrish as Ginger Chav, Miranda Hennessy as Gemma, E.K. Anonye as supervisor and bus driver, and Stuart Sessions as the narrator and busker. Directed by Adam Barnard and produced by Philip Dyer. For further credits and more information, bunbanter.com.